Blog Talk Radio.
That passed away, Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old John. I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see, oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? Woo. She's what I had dreamed of.
What I had dreamed of.
She's all that I think of, yeah. I was riding so high, what eyes of a child,
eyes of a child,
shining so bright.
Yes!
Can't wait. Come on, y'all.
Cold this day.
Down below, down below. Down below, down below, down below, down below. Thank you. Thank you. You're so beautiful, huh? The signs of springtime. I tried to keep the past behind me, but she doesn't remind me she's gone. She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Come on, the gospel. Everybody sing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Oh, this day of my life.
Oh. Woo!
It was a cold this day. I had the rubber cover, no. Cold is dead of my life. I thought there was no other, no.
No. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. And we proudly welcome the Spindles. I am Beverly Black, and I am the creator of Soul School Music, live on Tribe Family Channel, brought to you by Gumbo for the Soul International and co-produced by Daisy, Queen of Diamonds Brown. Now, we have the Spindles guesting this evening, and then we have an after party with Antonio Huggy Bear Fargus. He's going to be telling us about the Dream Awards that he is co-hosting in Vegas. So we want to invite everyone to stay tuned for the after party. Hey, so let's get to the show. Now, remember, Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, he is in show business. It's 90% business, and so he is right now taking care of business. When he gets here, we will welcome him. But right now, our show must go on. So quiet in the background, because the Spindles, your mic is open. And Daisy Downtown, Uptown, Queen of Diamonds Brown, your mic is open. So
thank you.
Let me tell you. Yes, she holds it down with me. Y'all, let me tell you about our guest before I bring on the co-producer. Formerly known as Frankie and the Spindles, rest in heaven, Frankie. The Spindles are one of Baltimore's premier musical groups, bringing classic rhythm and blues vocal styling to their audiences. The Spindles were recording artists at Philadelphia International Records under the direction of Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, who helped define the sound of Philadelphia. I know y'all heard me correctly, but I'm not going to repeat it. Y'all going to have to listen to the archives. Kenny Gamble, Leon Huff, the sound of Philadelphia. Baby, the Spindles recorded songs such as My Girl is Made of Candy, which we will be hearing all about. Count to 10, yes, we got that too. Maybe Tomorrow and Making Up Time. I'm not going to even tell y'all how I'm feeling about Making Up Time. We would have to go to another way.
Don't do it.
But the Spindles have headlined shows and shared the stage with such legendary greats as the Temptations, the OJs, the Mighty Dells, the Whispers, the Shy Lights, and Mr. Al Love and Happiness Green. So, all these colors flying around, let's get Ms. Daisy Brown in. How you doing, my sister?
I'm fine, sweetie. How about yourself?
You know I'm hyped up because you know. You know
I've
been waiting.
I got my brothers and sisters with me. I got all my brothers and sisters with me. This is wonderful.
Well, you know what? Well, the Spindles are here with us, and this again is co-produced by Daisy Brown. So she can do that. She brings her family wherever she goes, and right now she is at home. So we're gonna start off with area code 443. We're gonna go around the table. Which Spindle are you? Tell us about yourself. Area code 443.
Yes, good evening. My name is Aaron Martin, and I'm the newest member of the Spindles. Just started with the group back in February of this year. I actually come from another group as well, but they called me and asked me if I would help them out, and I was honored to be a part of such an illustrious group of guys, you know, with the great voices, and just the talent is just off the chain. And so I was honored, and I sing second tenor, baritone, and bass for the group.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi.
Hello, this is Charles, one of the original bass players. How you doing, West Coast?
Hey.
Yeah,
all right. Well, welcome, Aaron, and welcome, Charles. So, Aaron, you just passed the mic to Charles, and Charles, tell us about yourself, and then you can pass the mic.
Okay. Well, I started with the Spindles at the age of, I think, 16. That was back in 68. Started with Frankie and the Spindles. But if I can go into the little history, there was another group called Little Ray and the Playboys back in 65. And what happened, we had the Vietnam War that took a lot of the members from each group. So what was left, we merged and became the Frankie and the Spindles. Then we've got a big call from a Rockin' Robin, one of the featured DJs on the East Coast, who took us to New York for our first recording, which was Count to Ten with George Kerr. And that just started the program. We've been performing together for about, I would say close to 51 years now. And we've got a lot of great new members. I'm so proud of them. They grew up watching the original Spindles. And when they came along, an opportunity knocked, they fit right into the group. Now, I would like to turn the mic over to one of my colleagues from way back when, one of the originals, Mr. Shields. And I'd like to turn the mic over, if you don't mind, to him so he can continue.
Well, we want you to say hello to Daisy first, Charles.
Hello, Daisy.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm fine. You're so pretty, isn't she?
Stop. Thank you. You're making me blush.
But I know you remember me,
right
Daisy.
Welcome. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Charles. Now, who do we have on the microphone now?
This is Joe Shields on the microphone now.
Hi, sweetie.
How you doing, Daisy?
I'm good. He's military, too. He's military.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Well, all
right,
all
now.
All wow. Wow. Well, you know, being military, you know, Daisy has her own show. It's entitled Call to Serve, and it just debuted last Sunday. So we definitely want to make sure that we have you on her show, Call to Serve. But go ahead and tell us about yourself and the Spindles.
Well, I was one of the original members of the Little Ray and the Playboys that merged with Frankie and the Spindles back in 65, I think it was. And we enjoyed every minute of it, being with the Temptations, the Four Tops, all like Motown groups, and even the West Coast, East Coast, everywhere. But we enjoyed ourselves, and we learned a lot from these people that taught us well. So,
wow.
I'm really pleased to be on the show tonight just to tell the Spindles and all of our new members that Charles has told you about that helped us out to bring this to a boil and just continue with the big time name of Frankie and the Spindles.
All right. Yeah, sure.
Wow. We're thankful, and I'm very honored to have you all. Daisy, do you have anything before he passes the mic?
No, it's just that I'm so glad that I could get you all together, especially with such a short notice, and you know how I feel about you guys. So I'm just honored to have you all here with us tonight.
Oh, it is indeed a pleasure. You know, as the song says, your fingers, I'll come. That's how we do it.
Amen to that. Now, we want to remind everyone that you are tuned in live to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. And when I say live, that means that we are being recorded. So any background multitasking is being captured on our live recording that will be archived for your listening pleasure later. But now, you don't even know you're a treasure trove. I'm about to come with so many questions from so many different angles just from what you've already laid out, because you're spelling out a time and an era and a revolution of music, because you come from a time where music paved the way to what we have now, and we're going to need y'all to pave another road now, okay? We're going to need y'all to create some more avenues for us, because we're losing true music. So that's why we're so honored to have true soul school pioneers like you on the show. So is there another member that you're going to pass the mic to, or are we back at the top with Aaron?
Actually, we've got a number of people left in the room.
Keep passing the microphone. All right, pass the microphone to the next member and introduce yourself and tell us about who you are.
I told you I was at home now.
Well, I didn't know it was a family reunion. See, I thought it was a group. But now we got the whole family there. You know, that's what y'all doing. Y'all over there multitasking, barbecuing, and, you know, this a family reunion.
Oh,
yeah. This is everyone.
All right. Hi, Anthony Ashton. I'm a trumpet player with the Spindles. I am, I guess, one of the newer members, and I've been here for 19 years. And so some of the groups that we've played with since I've been involved, we've opened for the Drifters. We've opened for the Whispers. We did a gig with EU, who are a DC go-go band, who you might remember from a song called "The Butt." We've done open or on the same bill as Eddie Holman, so we've still been making some, doing some big shows up and down the East Coast, Pennsylvania, Maryland, DC. North Carolina, we've hit a lot of venues in the time that I've been with the group. I will tell you, because we've got another four people after me, I'm going to pass the microphone right on. Kim, go ahead.
Okay, wow.
Well, say hello to Daisy first before you leave.
Hi,
what
Anthony.
Up, Daisy? Hey, girl.
Hey.
You know how we do. Hi.
Hey,
baby girl. How you doing?
Hi, Kim. Hi, sweetie.
I'm the only female in the group, and so I'm the keyboard player. And I've been with the group now.
Wait. I'm sorry. Your name is again?
I'm Kim Williams.
Hi, Kim. Go ahead.
And I've been with the group now for like 18 years, so I almost feel like I'm an original. I've got some history. I'm not an original, but, you know, this is like my family, you know. The drummer is my husband, So, you know, that's definitely family. The other guys are like my brothers. So, yeah, so this is family. This is definitely a family affair. You know, I love these guys. You know, and so I've been, my gosh, it's a joy. I mean, we take this serious, even though it's a hobby, it's a very serious hobby. And I think that because we take this, like, this is so professional. I mean, these guys, they come out, they have the prettiest harmony. They work so very hard to put on the best show possible. You know, I it's just a pleasure and a joy to be with them. My background is classical, so I was surprised that they wanted me to be a part of the group because, you know, I don't have the background of like church or where I can just like because a lot of keyboard players have that like a background of being able to play church music. I don't have that kind of skill base. But they wanted me because I play a lot of symphony sounds and classical music, and I include that with the R&B. So, you know, they just wanted me to be a part of the group. So I just love it. And we rehearse every Tuesday and Thursday, and, you know, I'll stay here as long as they want me to. And we're a dying breed, but we're going to keep doing this and keep it alive.
Well, amen to that. Amen to that.
That sounds great to me.
It really does. It really does. And you know what, Kim? I just want to say that you all are definitely family, but even though you all say that you're not an original, but for 18 and 19 years, for you to be there 18 years and Aaron to be there 19 years and to join the original members, it's like that. It's your second generation is what I like to refer to, you know, longstanding members. Now, if you had just, you know, rehearsed last week and you just cutting your teeth this week, you probably should be listening and not, you know, holding the mic. But we still welcome all the boo-boo babies, whoever's there. But I would say that, you know, you definitely have that long-standing history. So go ahead and pass the mic so we can get to the rest because I cannot wait to come with these questions.
Okay.
Hey, Daisy.
Hi.
This is Fernando.
Hey, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good.
Well, what's your last name, sir? Hi. I'm Beverly Black. Hello.
I'm Fernando Lewis.
All right, nice to meet you. Tell us about yourself.
Amen. I've been with the Spindles for, I say, around about almost 25 years now. And
wow.
I guess the most important part about what was said from members before me was that, you know, we are originals, you know, and keeping in line of, you know, this history that, you know, the members, you know, that started this conversation. We're trying to keep this thing alive because we are a big part of Baltimore, and they were more like trendsetters, and we're trying to keep that motivation there alive. And as long as we keep enjoying what we're doing and, you know what I mean, motivating each other, pushing each other, and you know, just keeping it rolling, I think we're going to make this thing do well. And we thank Daisy because she definitely loves this group. And she shows each time out when we come out to perform. Yeah. So, once again, Daisy, kudos to you.
Thank you.
You know, and we love you for all the things that you try to do for this group. And
I love you guys.
We want to keep it going. And we want to keep
and
it
I
going,
And I want
okay?
you to keep it going. That sounds wonderful to me. That's
okay.
music
wow.
to my ears.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to
right.
I'm gonna pass this mic on.
All right. Next up on the mic.
Hey. Hi, Daisy. This is Roland. And,
I know, baby. Hello.
Hello. What's your last name, Mr. Roland?
Roland Williams. I'm Kim's husband.
Okay, hello, Mr. Roland Williams.
I'm
all
the
right,
drummer.
Tell us about yourself, Mr. Kim.
Mr. Kim.
We know who's running things.
I met this group in 2000. I was asked to fill in for somebody, and it was a good fit. I had a great time with the guys, the original members, Raymond, Joe, Hawk, and Roscoe, who's not here today. This group is a great group. The personalities are fantastic. The music we play, just love it. Don't want it to die. I'd love to do this till I'm like 92 years old. You know,
oh, who's going to carry the drums and set them up?
They have them there, the sound guy. You know how that
works. Oh, okay. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
We're playing the cymbals
everywhere.
Wow.
By then, the grands will be able to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a blessing. We've had the honor to play with the Stylistic. The Temptations, the Shylights, the Delphonics, mostly original members. And, you know, to see those guys just, you know, fade out, it's a very sobering thought that, you know, one day it's going to end. So you got to count your blessings while you got it. And make it all pay off, you know. You don't get to do
well,
anything.
Amen to that. Amen to that. William Hart is a friend of Tribe Family Channel. We've had the Delphonics here. We've had so many people here. We've had the Duke of Earl here. Y'all don't get me started on who's been in this house. So it's an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to have the Spindles in here. And there should be a couple of more that we haven't met, Mr. Williams.
Got one more left. The guy That song that he likes to do.
Song for you?
No, it's not a song for you. It's Wildflower. Daisy loves this song.
Yes,
so I'm
over.
You go.
Good afternoon, Daisy. And Miss Beverly,
hi,
how you
darling.
Doing?
I am blessed. Hello, how are you and who are we speaking with?
My name is Colton Scott. And I've been a member since 2008. I'm sort of a newcomer, but I lived across the street from Raymond, who was an original member, and Joe. They live right across the street from me, and I used to be so amazed when I used to see the Frankie and the Spindles truck pull up. I was kind of a little guy, but it was just to see the guys out there standing in their suits and, you know, preparing for a show. That was the best thing you could ever ask for. You know, as a kid, looking, you know, they was like role models. They were all clean cut and suited down. And I said, one day, I'm going to be a Spindle. My mother didn't believe me, but I said, one day, I'm going to be in that group. And here I am. And I wouldn't trade for anything. I wouldn't trade it.
Wow.
I love being here. And I'm going to be here until
and
they put me.
And he can sing.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, let's remind everyone that you have just met the Spindles live on Tribe Family Channel's Soul School Music. And I would say with Marshall Thompson, but he is at rehearsal. As you know, they have many shows coming up. You can look up the Shy Lights' tour schedule at chi-lites.info. That is the Shy Lights' homepage, chi-lites.info. And I want to thank our co-producer, Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown, for bringing the Spindles to us. We have just gone around the room and met them all. And so I want to have someone, the most eldest original member, to speak on behalf of Mr. Frankie and tell us what he would say about himself as a Spindle.
Can I say one thing before you do that? We also have to acknowledge Raymond. Raymond was an original member, and we lost him several years ago as well.
Oh, yes.
Rest in heaven to both Raymond and Frankie. And we want to first acknowledge them before we go around the room with some questions. So someone please do us the honors.
Well, this is Joe again, the original member. Raymond was my brother, and Frankie, he was the brother of Robert.
Okay, so tell us, and someone with the multitasking in the background is picking up on our live recording, so if we could please mute the sounds. Tell us about the personalities of the gentlemen that have gone on. Since they're not here to speak for themselves, what do you think best describes their inclusion and perception of being a member of the Spindles?
Well, each one of the guys, and I forgot one, it was Charles Standback. He was the first one to pass. So there's three members that are, you know, and these guys, well, we always said that our motto was Spindles forever. So that tells a lot about how they felt about the group. Because we were always together. Even when we went out together. A carload of us, two cars. We went out together, clubbing, doing everything possible that we could keep everything intact. So these guys always felt that we would always be Spindles forever. You know, we had a big band. We had a horn section. I mean, it was almost like a symphony. That's the way we did back in the day. And we all were young, just kids, trying to do what we wanted to do for a long time. We had our manager was Paul Solis, who kept us intact. Any arguments we had to take it to him first. And he would talk to anybody that had a problem with one of the Spindles. But But just to say that the Spindles were a group that we just reformed and stayed together ever since. And if you don't mind my saying, just to tell you how long we've been together, next month I'll be 70 years old.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday and congratulations and rest in peace to the three members that you're honoring today. What I would like to know is, what was the first major performance that the Spindles did? Someone tell us, what was the first major performance?
That was, I can say, that was the Motown Review at the Lyric Theater in Baltimore.
What year was that, and where is that at?
The performance was in Baltimore and at the Lyric Theater, and there were, I remember Kim Weston, The Temptations, let me see, I think it was Gladys Knight and Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and I was blessed.
Wow.
I was blessed to be in the dressing room with my favorite group, The Temptations. And I had an opportunity to sing a song. With them, and I'm telling you, I've been feeling like this forever. Just to be here.
Okay, so when you say, not to cut you off, but when you say you were in the dressing room with The Temptations, you're talking about the David Ruffin Temptations.
David Ruffin, definitely.
Come on now, we got to define which Temptations you're talking about up in here. Wow.
Melvin Franklin and Otis Williams, they were the guys.
I grew up on the music, and I remember my sister and her husband saw them in person at a theater that is no longer the Circle Star Theater in San Carlos, California. They brought me autographs. They wouldn't even believe today that I'm having these interviews with the greats like you all.
So when you felt like you made it, was that the moment when here you are in the dressing room with the Temptations? I know I was. You couldn't have told me that I hadn't made it. Is that when you felt like the Spittles had made it?
Well, that and one other where we were when Eddie Kendricks had left the Temptations, he was doing a show with the Young Senators in Washington, D.C., and we were at his hotel watching the basketball game that afternoon, and that night we went to our manager's home for dinner, and then we went to the show at the the Blackjack nightclub where the Young Senators were performing with Eddie Kendricks. And I think then is when we decided or we knew that we belonged.
Well, let me just bring on one of the Young Senators then, since you done instigated it and everything. 202 area call, we got one of the Young Senators on here. Holla, 202 area call.
Yeah. Yes, Jimmy Dugan.
Who are we talking
How you doing?
To?
Jimmy Dugan.
Jimmy Dugan.
How you doing? Yes, sir.
Right,
Young
Jimmy,
Senators.
Yeah, this is Joe.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I remember y'all from way back. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
I think you're the one that's 70 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Are you the one 70?
Oh, uh-huh, yep.
Well, I'm 72.
Is
well, I'm
that
72.
Right?
Yes, sir. I'll be 72 October 10th.
Wow.
So we had a good time
wow.
coming up. Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah, it's a pleasure meeting you all and talking to you. I'm just listening. Just let me go back to listening because I have been in the ball listening. So,
wait, what's your name again, sir? What is your name again, Young Senator?
Jimmy Dugans.
Jimmy Dugans.
Jimmy Dugans.
It must feel good to be 72 and still be calling yourself the young something. Hey, oh, slide
hey,
this
well,
way.
We know that the Young Senators reloaded. The Young Senators, that's our new name. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's an honor to have your voice on this platform. And by the way, Ms. Daisy Brown will be bringing the Young Senators to Tribe Family Channel on November 29th.
Yes,
so the Spindles might want
right.
to tune in. But we'll let you go
okay.
back to listening. I just heard them
I'm
instigating,
listening.
Okay? All right.
Okay.
Please. Now, before we run out of time, because, you know, we have this after party and Mr. Antonio Huggy Bear Fargus is going to be calling in with Mabel Buckner. They have the Dream Awards coming, so you all are welcome to continue listening. But we're going to go out on this segment with some music. And so we're going to go out with Count to Ten.
Oh, yeah.
I can look. Daisy already know. Count to Ten. My Girl is Made of Candy. And I was about to say Making Up Time, but I got all caught up because let me tell you something. That song right there is no joke for me. Making Up Time does it for me. So someone describe your music for us, introduce the songs, and thank you for being here on Soul School Music. Marshall Thompson was not able to slide into the building, and we always understand why. He's 90% business, 10% show, but you can catch him at shylights.info, CIHLITES.info. I'm Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel. I'm the creator of Soul School Music, on Tribe Family Channel, which is a gumbo for the Soul International Family brand. And now the phone lines are lighting up. I've got to make sure that that's not our next guest because it could be someone with a question for the Spindles. So someone go ahead and tell us about the songs and the music we're going to hear before we get this party started.
All right, this is Anthony. I'm going to say this quickly, make sure I get this plug in. You can like us on Facebook at Baltimore Spindles on Facebook, and that'll give you some videos of the group now, give you some photos of the group. I'm going to let Charles Hawkins, the original bassist for the group, give us a quick introduction of some of the hits of My Girl's Made of Candy and Count to Ten.
Okay, your first song is going to be You're Making Up Time. If that's Making Up Time, that was written and produced by Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. They taught us a lot. They got us in the studio and taught us a great deal. And Count to Ten and Candy was recorded in New York City with George Kerr and Buddy Sigler. And
okay.
Those were great hits. And we haven't gotten in touch with these guys. I'm more than sure that Kenny Gamble and Leon are still with us. But I don't know about Buddy Sigler or George Kerr. We lost contact quite a few years ago.
But Bunny is still here. But Gamble is, we lost him.
Oh.
May he rest in peace. May he rest in peace.
Yes,
right.
These songs were top hits for us. They went to number two and number one in Philadelphia, Making Up Time and Count to Ten. They were very big hit records. As a matter of fact, they were so big for us that they opened up the curtains. We didn't even know what they were screaming about. When they introduced the Spindles with Count to Ten, the place went crazy. We had, what was that about? They said, guys, you're number one in Philly. What?
Wow.
As we traveled, we followed the songs and the hits. That's what kept us going. Wherever the song was really building up, that's where Rockin' Robin took us, and we had a great time. So enjoy the songs, you know, because we certainly enjoyed them for many years, and we enjoyed recording them.
Sounds good.
Great
Sounds
job.
Good. We want
Great
to thank
job.
You so much for being here. Thank you to the Spindles all around. Thank you to Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown, for making this show possible. We are going to be going out on, first, we're going out on Count to Ten. I understand that was the first recording, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the order we're going to go out in, Count to Ten, Making Up Time, and then where's the other one? Here we go. Making Up Time, and My Girl is Made of Candy. So thank you once again for being with us, and please feel welcome to stay for the after party. All right?
Okay. Well, we
thank
all
you
right.
guys. Love you all.
Thank you. And hang on for the after party with Antonio Fargas and Mabel Buckner talking about the Dream Awards. Here we go. Going out with Count to Ten with the Spindles. Thank you and have a blessed one.
Hello.
Antonio.
This is
Denise Clemente.
Okay.
Hello.
And Antonio's on the line. We're in the queue.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hello, hello. Hello. Hey, I'm here, Antonio.
Laura?
Beverly?
Janice.
Who is this?
Janice.
Janice?
Janice, yes.
Okay, we're in a queue, so they're going to come back.
Okay, I just wanted you to know I was here.
All right, hon.
No, no, hold, don't hold. I mean, they put you in there. I kind of like the color. On the back.
I saw that the other day when we was writing.
I don't know what it is. It's a throat thing.
Hello?
Hello?
Can anybody hear me? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can anybody hear me?
This is Greg Austin. Can you hear me?
Everybody is on the line, so all the lines are open, and this is your opportunity to speak. All lines are open. Everyone that is on there, please speak.
All right.
Is hello.
Hi, Beverly.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Freddie Empire.
Hello.
This is Greg Austin.
Hello.
This is
Greg
Austin. This is Antonio Fargas.
All right.
We got the game.
Well, welcome. We had some difficulty, but I bet you it's a celebration. It is the Dream Awards. So welcome, Antonio Fargas, and the Harrison Dream. The Dream Awards are presented by the Harrison Group, run by Mabel Buckner. So, tell us about the Dream Awards, Mabel, if you will.
Well, the Dream Award is to recognize individuals that have achieved their dreams in the field of arts and entertainment, or either corporate or community affairs. the honorees that we have chosen in Las Vegas have paved the way, have knocked down the barriers for all those today. So we have chosen them to be the honorees for our first annual Dream Awards, because they was the one who paved the way for the individual that is out there now.
That is awesome, and I want to commend you. And in case our listeners don't know, this is Mabel Buckner Payton. She is the president and CEO of Streeterville Chamber of Commerce, and that is located in the prestigious Chicago area. So now we have the incomparable Antonio Fargas on the line, and he will be co-hosting the Dream Awards. Mr. Antonio Fargas, how are you?
I'm great. I'm blessed, and really blessed to be involved with the Dream Awards. Mabel is creating dreams and making them come true. And one of the things that it's dear to my heart is that we honor people, pioneers who have sort of like me, have been in the trenches and haven't really been given all their due today. And so we want to make sure that those people are honored. It's a wonderful lineup of artists who are going to be performing, as well as honorees who are going to be receiving their Dream Award for their excellence and commitment to the arts and to the arts.
Wow, wow.
Very nice.
Well, they have
very
done
nice.
You very well, yes. Mabel, it says here that the Dream Awards will be at the Suncoast Casino. So we want everyone that can hear the sounds of our voices to go to the website, suncoastcasino.com, hit their events, and you will see Harrison Entertainment Presents, and you will be privy to the tickets, which are very economical, and like Mr. Antonio Fargas says, this is very, very important to our community, and it is honoring the legends that paved the way. The website continues to say, our host for the evening is acclaimed actor and director Antonio Fargas and KNTV Action News anchor Trisha King. This special evening will include live performances by Ken Young, Melanie Moore Seals, Shelly Hickson Spurl, Phil Flowers, and honorees performing are Loretta Holloway, Darkus, Janine Marie, Janice Carter, Dundino, Copeland Davis, Next Movement, and a special surprise guest performances, musical director Mariano Longo. Now, some of those names are on this line with us, so I know that Loretta Holloway is on this line, Dargus is on this line. Tell us what you're feeling about this cocktail attire evening, organization that will be donating proceeds to the American Cancer Society and the West Las Vegas Arts Center. Holler at us, Loretta Holloway.
Hello, this is Loretta Holloway. Hello, Beverly. I lived and worked in Las Vegas for 21 years, so I had a wonderful career in Las Vegas, and I really, really want to commend Ms. Mabel Buckner for taking on this task of honoring a lot of the entertainers who did pave the way, and the people that you have on the line now. We all started out in Las Vegas nearly about the same time, and Las Vegas had a different feel years ago than it does now. We were like a very close community. We supported each other. We went to each other's shows. There was entertainment 24 hours a day that you could go and see. And entertainment at that time was just as important as gambling and the inexpensive buffets. So I think I was very good for Las Vegas, and Las Vegas was good for me.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Well, again, you are listening to Tribe Family Channel, and we are giving you a preview of the people that are involved with the Dream Awards presented by Harrison Entertainment and Mabel Buckner, co-hosted by Antonio Fargas, who is on the line, and KNTV Action News anchor Tricia Keene. You just heard from one of the honorees performing, Loretta Holloway, and you can pick up your tickets at starting at just $29.95 from the box office. That number is 702-284-7777, or you can call toll-free 877-636-7111. So be sure to support the Dream Awards by Harrison Entertainment. So who else is on the line?
This is Antonio Fargas again.
Antonio Fargas? Go on, Antonio.
I would like to, I know that Greg Austin is on the line. I'd like to hear from him. Also, we're going to be honoring Earl Turner and Sonny Turner and Sonny Charles. It's just a wonderful thing that people can come out and enjoy not only a performance but also to witness these artists getting their awards. Greg, you there?
I'm here. I'm just listening and just honored to be just a small part of this extremely exciting award show. It's truly an honor for me. It's going to be like a reunion of sorts because so many of us worked way back when and so many things have changed in Las Vegas. I can't thank Mabel Buckner Payton enough for taking the time out to do this and recognize some of us that really came into Las Vegas and did it right. You know, it's when you think about names like Freddie Empire, Loretta Holloway, Earl Turner, Sonny Charles, Sonny Turner. I mean, these are phenomenal entertainers. Denise Clemente, Janine Marie. I mean, these are people who made a difference when we were there. It's like what Loretta said. It was a different time, but we supported each other's shows. We went out. We did our very best. Every show back in those days, there was an allowance. It actually was about to be in the showroom. So I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody. I really am.
This is Denise Clemente. I can't wait to see you either. I'm telling you. I can't wait to see everyone again. I'm so excited. It's like a homecoming.
Yeah,
yes,
you know, it's
is.
Sly Stone said, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair. That's right. And by the way,
Darkness,
Mabel,
are you on the line?
So much.
Yes, I'm
Darkness
here. I'm here.
Oh, hi, Darkness.
Yes, I'm here. Hey, baby girl. I concur with everything that everyone has said. It really is, and it always was a family back then. We were truly supportive of each other. And I like to say that as a family, we, in essence, brought a little swagger to Las Vegas back in the day.
Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, you said
hang on.
We had and we would get enjoyment out of going to see each other, and we would actually learn from each other. You know, I would steal a little bit from Loretta. I'd take those hand movements, girl. You had it down, okay? Denise always had this big old pretty smile. Freddie, you brought the funk, baby. You brought the funk.
Yes, he did. Ooh, I am telling you.
Earl had that little gentlemanly thing. It was just, it's just going to be fabulous. Mabel, my good girlfriend from back in the day. It's just, I'm so excited. I mean, it's like Christmas for me.
Christmas for me too.
I'm his daddy's father over here.
JC.
I might be in Kentucky, but I ain't left out.
JC, maybe.
I want to say one thing, that this night, this is our Oscars, this is our Trumpet Awards, but this is a night that actually we need to be celebrating Miss Mabel, because nobody and no other organization has ever thought about us to give us a thing. And we all want
right.
to say, Mabel, you are the first, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Okay, sister?
But my pleasure.
Okay.
I really appreciate it, Mabel.
Three of my husband.
This is Denise Clemente again. I'll be singing also at the awards, and I thank Mabel so much. Thank you all.
You're welcome, Denise. I mean,
this is
the things that we did back in that day, I know it was
going
to happen again. But it is the most precious memories
cherish and will always cherish. And I love all of you dearly. Is Freddie Empire on the line?
Yes, he's here. I'm here.
Oh, hey, Dr. Freddie.
Well, I just wanted to say hi to Dorcas. Better Holloway,
hey, Freddie.
For sure.
Hello, Freddie.
And to Denise.
Hello,
it is wonderful.
Freddie.
Hi there. How are you?
Great. Miss you. I miss you all.
What's up, Freddie Empire? Janice Carter. Hey.
Hey, Janice. How are you?
Oh, I love Janice.
My God, it's been forever.
Love Janice.
And I wanted to say also, I wanted to take the time to say thank you very much to Mabel Buckner for having the foresight and insight to, like, do something that no one else has come up with for the longest. But it's a beautiful thing that you're doing, and may God bless you.
Thanks, Zach.
Blessings to you.
And you know,
amen to that.
I like, this is Darkest. I want to say one of our friends, she's, you know, battling cancer, Janine Marie.
Janine Marie.
And, yes.
Is Janine,
and this
is
really,
hi,
I don't think
are
so.
You there?
Janine, if you're there, are you there?
She's
going to
be on the line.
Back.
I don't believe so.
No.
She's,
I don't think she's on the line.
Well, I just wanted to give, like, a little shout-out to Janine. You know, she's going through a lot right now. And I know this is, like, really exciting for her, something to look forward to be honored for something that she worked so hard for all those years and all her battles. And she's just – she's a phenomenal songstress. Like I said, it was one big happy family, and I mean happy family. And I'm just proud to be a part of it. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Mabel. Thank you. You know, thank
you.
You're
welcome, my dear.
Copeland, are you on the line?
I know
another one of our honorees.
Yeah.
He's going to be coming in from Florida. That's going to the
Tony Gilman. Tony Gilman will be there. Tony Gilman will be there too.
Oh, that'll be
fun.
Cool.
Yeah,
we all have such different styles. This is Loretta Holloway.
Yes.
We all have such different styles and different energies. And at the time, the lounges were a stepping stone to the showrooms for many of us.
Mm-hmm.
I was privileged enough to appear with Bill Cosby, Jay Leno, Whoopi Goldberg, Don Rickles, Jay Leno.
God bless his
soul. So on and on. So they, Bill Cosby gave me my first break into the showrooms. And I'll tell you, the Traineers. The singing, Traineers at the Frontier Hotel, they would give everyone a chance to get up on their stage. They were always so generous in giving their stage so that we can perform and be seen. And just, it was a big, happy family, you know. We would go to each other's shows, and we would invite each other up on stage. And it was
that's
an extra added treat. So
right.
I'm looking forward to coming all the way from Little South Carolina back to my second home, I call it Las Vegas.
And I'm coming
and
all
I
the way from Kansas
mention,
City. And
Kansas,
no, I'm not bringing
you
any barbecue.
Are you on the line, girl?
Is it
wait,
all I heard was barbecue.
We gotta get in those dresses.
That's
right.
No, is he bringing some barbecue or what?
No, I'm not bringing.
Oh,
well,
put
okay,
you to work.
I will bring some barbecue. I will bring you guys some barbecue.
Ooh,
I want for you guys.
All right, thank you very much. I don't need pork, dog. It's just beef.
Oh, now look, now you get sick. But you know what Janet said? She said, all of you need to take a nap because we're going to be up all night long.
All
night.
That's
right. When we just
we're
reminiscing.
When you stay up all night to see the sun come up, I know y'all go to bed at 8 o'clock now, but we're going to stay up all night, y'all.
Get back then. Like we
that's
did back
deal.
Then.
That's a deal.
This is Antonio again. This is Antonio, and I just want to say I'm going to be basking in the light of all this greatness, and the show, this family reunion is going to be happening on Sunday, October 22nd at the Suncoast Hotel, and what's going on the stage is just going to, it's going to pale, but also glow from the backstage, you know, from the green room, and for all us getting together and celebrating together, it's just
And I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed, and I'm so happy that Mabel is sharing this with Las Vegas. And I hope everybody comes out to bask in the light of this greatness.
They better. They're gonna miss an event if they don't.
Okay.
No, ain't nothing
else happening. I want to tell you something. We got some special guest performances that's coming in town that's gonna blow you away. I cannot tell you who they are, but you are going to be gonna blow your hair away. Well, I gotta blow your hair back, baby.
Hold your hair.
Blow your hair on.
Let me be sure to clip it on real good, Mabel.
Clip it on.
Maybe
the
I'll
exciting
tie it on.
Thing. Is anybody
the
on
exciting
the line that came in?
I think it's just us, but
I think everybody spoke.
Okay. Yeah, we all spoke.
The exciting thing.
Greg, we look forward to seeing you. This is Freddie Empire.
Freddie, good man.
Oh, Freddie,
you know I'm looking forward to seeing you, brother.
Thank you, everybody. This is Denise Clemente. I can't wait to see all of you.
I'm going out here to beat Earl. I'm going to take Earl Turner bowling tomorrow, Antonio, to whoop him real good.
Good.
Well, when you get through with him, if he'll dare pick up a paddle again, I'll beat him half to death playing ping pong.
Well, I tell you, this family reunion goes on every day when we get together for breakfast, or we get together for bowling, or we get together with Lamont McLemore playing softball. But you know, I have to leave. I have to sign off because I'm going to see our brother Clint Holmes tonight at the Jazz Cafe at the Smith Center, and that's how we support. So I love you all. I'll see you October 22nd.
Great.
Bye.
No, I got one thing. Lamont McLemore is receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Fifth Dimension, and Kathy Spearhart is receiving the Visionary Award, who was the entertainment director at the Kennedy for many, many, many years and had brought
many
in
years.
A lot of the R&B groups. So we have a lot to be thankful to her, because a lot of people could not come into Las Vegas if it wasn't for Kathy Spearhart.
Yeah. I worked for it when she was at the Stratosphere. So, no, great lady. It's going to be a great night. I cannot wait to see everybody, because it's been so long. Everybody, we've all spread our wings and went other places, but I'm looking forward to seeing each and every one of these honorees on Sunday, October 22nd.
To dress up again and go out.
Yes,
everybody has coming from where you're coming from. I'm coming from Kentucky, Loretta. South Carolina, Dawson, Kansas City. We gonna be safe. Godspeed. I love you. I gotta go look after my mama. Take care, y'all. Gotta go.
Take care,
all right.
Love you, dear.
Okay.
JC.
Bye. See you, JC.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, baby. Okay. Bye-bye.
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 Thank you all.
Bye.
Thank you. See you guys soon.
Okay. Bye. Thanks so much for this love and support.
Bye, you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for listening to the After Party. I am so sorry that I had to cut the music short, but guess what? I'm going right back where I was, because there is a song that I love, and it is called Making Up Time. And I just had to interrupt our show because Antonio Fargas was, limited as far as time. But speaking of time, back to the Spindles, Making Up Time. Daisy Downtown Brown, you with me?
I'm here, Mama.
Here we go, Making Up Time. I got to get back to it. Here we go, the Spindles, Making Up Time.
I know, just for you.
Oh.
the lost, to the movies, or maybe to the past. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play.
Well, I'm just going to interrupt and let everybody know, obviously, we are listening to Have You Seen Her? It is a rendition by the Spindles, so we're going to go back to that. But for the correction, we are not listening to Making Up Time. This is Have You Seen Her? And I believe it's by the Spindles. Do you concur, Daisy?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. This is the file that I received. This has been a very, very interesting episode. So, since that is not Making Up Time, we're going to see if this is My Girl is Made of Candy, the Spindles. Is Made of Candy, and we're going to go ahead and conclude this very, very interesting episode. But I had fun. What about you, Daisy Downtown Queen and Uptown Queen of Diamonds Brown?
It was wonderful. I thought it was a great show.
It was a great show.
Hearing and being so gracious as usual. I love those guys and my sister Kim.
Well, you know what? They were amazing, and I want to thank you for your co-production on this. So thank you once again. We didn't get the Godfather, Marshall Thompson, but ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Soul School Music. This is generally Marshall Thompson's platform. He proudly presents the Spindles, co-produced by Daisy, Queen of Diamonds Brown. I'm Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Soul School Music, live on Tribe Family Channel, a gumbo for the Soul International family brand. We're going out giving more power to the people, because you know what? We're living in a time where the people have to be empowered over politics. We want to thank you once again for listening, and we want to remind everyone to tune in to the last Sunday of the month, where you will hear Daisy Brown on her new show called To Serve. So be sure to tune in, and you can reach Tribe Family Channel on Facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel, also on Twitter at Tribe Family US. I'm Beverly Black once again, Tribe Family Channel @gmail.com. All right? All right. Peace and blessings. Power to the people, and our loving hearts go out to the Hurricane Harvey, Irma, Maria tragedies, and also the earthquake in Mexico. Peace.
Good night, all.
God save.